it is said during the appearance of Lord Krishna, there is a mention in the Srimad Bhagavatam that the six children which appeared one after another, they represents the jiva's attachment to six sense objects: shabda, sparsha, rasa, rupa, gandha and chitta. Now one may ask a question: if Devaki has a bhakti which is vishuddha sattva, how can such anarthas enter into her body? How is that possible? So the acharyas have explained that as Krishna in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita says, Matstani sarvabhutani nachaham teshu avasthitah. All the living entities, they depend on me, but I am not in them, Krishna says. Especially Krishna says this to indicate his aloof nature and how he is uncontaminated, although he enters into this universe. He is untouched by this universe. In the same manner, the absolute truth is pure, but within the Supreme Lord, absolute truth, the material universes also exist, but he is not affected by them. In the same manner, Acharya has explained that in the womb of Devaki, the six anarthas, the six children, manifest one after another. What is the meaning of this? A practicing Vaishnava devotee undergoes the bhakti process in a very scientific and typical manner, as the Shastra has explained, which includes both material conditionings as well as hankering to attain pure devotional service. Both of them go like parallel track. And when it happens, a sincere devotee very seriously laments that, why am I attached to these six sense objects? How can I rise above it? I am so fallen, I am so degraded. Cursing himself, lamenting his inability to progress, a devotee develops great fear for these six sense objects, fear of Maya. And such kind of fear of Maya gives the devotee opportunity for more and more Shravanam and Kirtanam, hearing the glories of the Lord and singing his glories to others and constantly having hope against hope, which is called Ashabandha, and cursing his propensity for material enjoying spirit. In this way, such a kind of Shravanam and Kirtanam gradually produces Krishna himself in the heart of the devotee. Krishna manifests. So bhakti manifests the personality of Krishna. Marichi manifests the six anarthas. Because the Marichi's six sense only come as six anarthas. So the Marichi's six children means Marichi is the main personality who presides over the mind. Similarly, as Marichi begets six sons who are later on born in Devaki's womb, in the same manner, our mind manifests six anarthas, six sense objects, which are all food for shabda, sparsha, rasa, rupa, gandha and chitta. Chitta is actually contaminated consciousness, thought. So, how can these six children be escaped, six sense objects be escaped? That's only possible by fear that Kamsa will come and kill them. So fear of Kamsa destroys eventually the six children. In the same manner, Acharyas have explained that while executing one's devotion service, the primary requirement is one should have fear of Maya. The fear of Maya leads to destruction of the six sense objects for a practicing sadhaka, and that leads to awakening of the practices of bhakti, namely Shravanam and Kirtanam. And such practice of Shravanam and Kirtanam in the path of bhakti with great Shraddha produces the personality of Godhead, Krishna, in the heart of the devotee. Bhakti produces Bhagavan. So these are the four stages. So in this way, a sadhana bhakta goes through these stages, awakening bhakti, because Devaki herself represents bhakti. And the full-blown bhakti, free from the six impurities, brings the presence of Bhagavan in the heart of the sadhaka. So in this way, this great science is explained in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. On one hand, we hear the pastime. On the other hand, the pastime has a very deep significance. So bhakti eva enam darshayati, like that the Shruti mantras say. The bhakti will reveal Bhagavan. This is the meaning of bhakti eva enam darshayate. But without bhakti, Bhagavan cannot be revealed. Like we may chant Hare Krishna, but if we don't have the bhaktimaya bhavana, then Bhagavan will not be revealed. Then how can we have bhaktimaya bhavana while chanting? How is it possible? For that, our attraction to six sense objects has to be curbed. Otherwise, we cannot put two legs in two boats. We also want to enjoy the material world, and we also want to have bhakti bhav. It is not possible. Vishaya vishta chittana Vishnu raveshana bhavet. If our chitta is avishta in vishaya, then Vishnu ravesh na bhavet. Vishnu avesh cannot come. The fire of Vishnu bhakti, Krishna bhakti cannot awaken. So then how can this vishaya vishta can be overcome? For that one should have fear that these six sense objects are distracting me from awakening my bhakti. Let me, in this way, this is where the progress of a devotee begins. Sufficient fear of maya. If we don't have sufficient fear of maya, there is no progress at all. We are stagnated. And we may think everything is all right. And nothing is all right. Because one who sufficiently fears maya can only become sufficiently serious about Krishna also. That is why these two verses, this 7.14, what is that verse? He says that mama maya durat daivihi esha gunamayi mama maya duratyaya. First Krishna places the fear of maya. Duratyaya, maya cannot be overcome. And the second line is very hope giving line. Mahameviye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. If somebody remains surrendered to Krishna's lotus feet, there is no trace of maya, because when light is switched on, there is no darkness. So these two lines, one line Krishna has contributed to maya, one line for surrender to Krishna. Both are in one verse. You cannot separate one from the other. If you take only the first line, one will get depression. One takes the second line, one will get overconfidence. So one has to take both the lines together. Then one can awaken bhakti, and the bhakti will produce Bhagavan. Bhakti evayanam darshayate. And that bhakti bhav is actually the spirit in chanting the holy name. That is why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the second verse condemns himself portraying the situation of a conditioned soul, saying that durdaivam, 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 na anuragaha. Ihajani na anuragaha. How, alas, alas. Although your Lord is so immensely easily available in all his holy names, I am such a fallen conditioned soul that I have no attraction for his names. So this is actually the foundational consciousness which is necessary for approaching the holy name reverentially and gaining the full benefit of chanting the holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.